Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
One of the inductees to this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Isn't that funny how that works out?
Yes, the next class has been announced, and along with Cyndi Lauper, this year's inductees include the legendary Chubby Checker, Bad Company, and Joe Cocker. But who didn't get in? Oasis, Mariah Carey, Billy Idol, Joy Division, and New Order, and the Latin rock group Mana, along with Phish. Let's not forget about Phish.
They won the Fans' Choice Award. It's only the second time that the Fan Choice Award winner didn't get in.
Joining us with his thoughts and commentary, renowned musicologist Eric Alper. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Okay, Eric, you just heard some of the inductees. You heard some of the snubs. We're going to get to some of the snubs in a second. But let's talk about the inductee list first. Some big names. We just played Cyndi Lauper, Bad Company, Joe Cocker, who was trumpeted by Paul McCartney. I love that Joe Cocker got in. And Chubby Checker as well, a big name. Feels like Chubby Checker should have been inducted decades ago, Eric. Did they just forget about poor old Chubby?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the other highlights of last night is that Salt and Pepa and Warren Zevon are going to receive the Musical Influence Award. And that's where I think Chubby Checker and Joe Cocker should have at least been recognized decades ago. Chubby Checker, of course, was the man that taught America to dance, with the twist not only hitting number one once, but twice with the same song, becoming the first song in music history to hit number one on two separate occasions. But, you know, he's still going, he's still touring. But I think that when it comes to the influence, that's where Chubby Checker should have gotten in. Joe Cocker, of course, with his amazing, astonishing performances and giving such unforgettable interpretation of songs like With a Little Help from My Friends and You Are So Beautiful. Definitely when it comes to influence, Joe Cocker is there. Maybe he just got that knock because he never, quote, wrote his own songs, which is funny because neither did Elvis or Frank Sinatra. So it's so great to see both of those artists get in however they can.
It wasn't that long ago, actually, we talked to Chubby Checker on the phone here on the Morning Zoom because he was in the area playing, I can't remember, maybe down in Niagara, but just, oh my goodness. I mean, we all grew up watching our parents, or at least I did, dance to Chubby Checker in the front hall. So this is a real Zoomer moment, Eric.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys that even if you don't think that you know one of his songs, he still puts on an amazing show. And look, his impact on youth culture, on dance music, on the pop charts, are still undeniable all these decades later. Six decades later, he still influenced the fact that teenagers dance. And for that alone, he deserved to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's talk about some of the big names, Eric, that didn't make the cut. And we're speaking with music publicist and music commentator Eric Alper, because the 2025 inductee list for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was named last night. It's always amazing to me, Eric, you hear the names of the performers who didn't get in, and you think, how are they not in already? Some big names not making the cut this year. Mariah Carey, Billy Idol, Oasis, New Order, Phish, Joy Division. Any names that really stand out to you, Eric, that are you're surprised that they're not in?
All of them. Because, you know, the people that vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are music industry executives, they're music critics. And I think sometimes these people forget just how much money and how many jobs those artists created. Billy Idol has a brand new album out, especially with a single with Avril Lavigne. He's still on tour. New Order and Joy Division are still influential. And I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as much as I'm a positive person, completely shoots themselves in the foot by not having Phish in there. I don't care about Phish. I care about the fact that hundreds of thousands of people vote every single year on their website, and the leading vote getter should be a walk-in. You know, that should be the goal. Is like, if you're number one for the fans, you should get in, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame did nothing more than a museum, and they want to bring in people. So what they've essentially said is, you can vote as many times as you want. We can have all your email addresses and data, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything. You know, the top five vote getters get one single vote each out of 1,200 votes that are submitted. If I ran that place, it would be that top five getting in automatically. Give it to the fans. It's why music exists in the first place.
I wouldn't be surprised if you are running it at some point, Eric. And not to be obsessed with Chubby Checker, but I just I remember what he said to us, Eric. It went back in the day when the twist first came out. He said, that's how you knew when you were dancing with someone, whether they would be good in bed or not.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's really funny. Look, there's a reason why rock and roll is kind of a little bit about you know, love and sex and all of those wonderful things. And, you know, look, Bad Company is like, Feel Like Making Love, and Bad Company, they're like the bad boys of rock. And, you know, they really defined arena rock into the 1970s. And Cyndi Lauper becoming the only woman this year, a little bit surprising considering that they were supposed to be leaning into, you know, more diverse bands, definitely more women. So I think that, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame gets a little bit of a slap on the wrist for only having one woman in there. And but, you know, if it's going to be anybody, Cyndi Lauper's a great choice, especially because she's such a cultural icon and a champion for LGBTQIA rights right now.
As we wrap up, Eric, when is the induction ceremony slated to take place? We know the names. Yeah, when's the ceremony going to happen?
Yeah, the induction ceremony is going to be airing on Disney Plus from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles on November the 8th and will arrive on Hulu the following day. And then a condensed special will later air on ABC a couple of weeks after that.
Our favorite musicologist on the planet, Eric Alper, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Let's all do the twist.